destroy the evil forces of the Decepticons, the Transformers.
Robots in disguise,
the Transformers. More than meets the eye, the Transformers.
Hello there, and welcome to the second episode of the TFG1 podcast, recorded on Boxing Day, December 26, 2008. I am your host, Michael Blanchard. Hey there, everybody. It's Michael Blanchard with the TFG1 podcast. I had an excellent Christmas. I hope everyone did as well. Have a good holiday season. On the first supplemental episode, which I put out on iTunes the 19th of December, I talked about the new segments I want to feature on the podcast: Display Case, Recent DVD Acquisitions, and Poetry Corner. I'm not going to go into those today, but, you know, maybe in episode 3. I'm also putting together, on the weeks that TFG1 does not air a regular review episode, supplementals, discussing just different things that interest me and stuff like that. I know it's not directly Transformers related, but, you know. Anyway, please leave email and feedback on iTunes. Best way to help the podcast out here is to leave feedback on iTunes. Write a review, please. Also, you can email me at tfg1podcast@gmail.com. I love reading emails from listeners, so please email in any of your questions. Today, I'll be reviewing 5 more episodes of the Transformers Generation 1 cartoon. So, here we go.
I'm afraid your button pushing was too little, too late.
Mission leader to Decepticon headquarters. Acknowledge Megatron.
Megatron here. Report mission leader, Starscream.
I have achieved complete success. All the factory's energy is ours.
Return with the Energon cubes. When I receive the new coordinates for the space bridge, we will transport them to Cybertron.
As you command, Megatron. But surely you wish to commend me for my efforts. After all, I was... Autobots.
I knew the Autobots wouldn't let me down.
Optimus Prime.
Very perceptive.
You outnumber Prime 3-1. Gang up and destroy him.
With pleasure.
Alter attack angle.
I'm with you.
Optimus, are you all right?
Affirmative, but keep back.
I'd rather bash Prime one-on-one, but when Megatron says Thundercracker gangs.
You blew it, Thundercracker, but I won't.
Wrong, as usual, Skywarp.
First up today is Divide and Conquer. To synopsize this episode, we start out the episode at a weapons factory where Chip Chase is talking with a computer tech. They are discussing Chip updating their systems to minimize the weapons maximize the weapons output the factory produces. A Decepticon attack brings Starscream, Skywarp, and Thundercracker and Soundwave to this factory to steal the energy to make Energon cubes. The computer tech tells Chip that there's nothing they can do. Chip then pushes a bunch of buttons and calls in the Autobots. Optimus Prime arrives, but is outnumbered, 3-1. Starscream and the other jets attack him, and he, through the heat of battle, blasts the computer. He must shield the humans from the explosion. The Autobots quickly arrive on the scene. Megatron tells Starscream not to fight them and to escape with the Energon cubes. The Autobots attend to Prime. Basically, folks, the script reading really isn't working out. So, basically, to synopsize this episode, Optimus Prime gets damaged beyond repair. He needs a part that is only on Cybertron called a Cosmotron. It is on Cybertron in Wheeljack's workshop. So the Autobots must travel across the space bridge to Cybertron. When they get there, Shockwave attacks them. They escape. they get to Wheeljack's workshop, they get the part, they get it there in time to, they get it back to Earth in time to save Optimus Prime. There is a battle between Prime and Megatron like there is in every episode. And then it pretty much ends after the Decepticons retreat. Now for my thoughts. Peter Cullen is, as Optimus Prime, is the coolest thing ever. Plus, he does a great near-death type scene in this episode. In this episode, when Chip and the Autobots go to Cybertron, Megatron alerts the Decepticon jets there to hit them with acid rain. My question would be, are these three jets possibly Cybertronian modes and colors of the future Thrust, Dirge, and Ramjet? The Megatron-Starscream power struggle is kind of wearing on me. I mean, almost every other episode, they're going at each other. You know, Starscream mentions he should lead the Decepticons in every episode so far. It's just silly. That pretty much sums up Divide and Conquer. So, the next episode is Fire in the Sky.
And give him 50,000 volts to activate his memory monitor.
Starscream, why are you so concerned about this creature?
Because I knew him once, a long time ago on Cybertron. Again, this time a million volts!
Also, cyber motor relays are useless.
Memory monitor activating!
You knew him?
His name is Skyfire. Observe his history as it was recorded before his icy imprisonment. Skyfire and I were both explorers from Cybertron.
That must have been shortly before our final falling out with the Autobots.
Yes. Skyfire and I were exploring what was an uncharted planet at that time. This one. Earth. We detected no intelligent life on the surface, but Skyfire insisted we look closer. A polar windstorm came up suddenly, and Skyfire and I were separated. I circled half the globe searching for him, but he was gone.
And now, millions of Earth years later, you have found him.
What happened? Starscream, it's you. You have rescued me, but...
To synopsize this episode, we start off this episode with the Autobots and Spike having a snowball fight. Optimus Prime is very skeptical about a snowstorm in July, so he accesses Teletran 1 and finds out that the Decepticons are stealing the Earth's heat energy to freeze up the planet. We find the Decepticons pumping out the Earth's heat energy. Rumble is using his pile drivers to break the ice in the cavern. Skywarp teases him, and Rumble then takes one giant blast at the ice, causing a small avalanche. They then see something hidden within the ice. Starscream asks them why they are just sitting around. Megatron comes in and sees the discovery. He then states to Starscream to clear more of the ice because it looks like a giant robot of unknown classification. Back at Autobot headquarters, Optimus Prime is remote piloting Teletran 1's Sky Spy over the Arctic Circle, and they spot what the problem is. They then head out to the Arctic Circle to stop the Decepticons. At the excavation site, the Decepticons have fully uncovered the robot and they are trying to revive him. Starscream boasts that he once knew the robot back on Cybertron. His name is Skyfire. Starscream tells the story of how he and Skyfire were exploring an uninhabited planet which just so happened to be Earth. They got separated and Skyfire got buried under ice from a polar windstorm. Megatron tells Skyfire the Decepticon cause that they are out to get energy to revitalize Cybertron and that they are only against the evil Autobots and Optimus Prime. We then cut back to the Autobots heading to the excavation site where the Decepticons are. They approach and come upon Skyfire, who demands that they identify themselves. Skyfire sees that they are Autobots and says that they must be destroyed. Skyfire starts firing upon the Autobots, creating a small ice glacier. Spike falls into the freezing cold water. Sparkplug pulls his son out of the water, but Skyfire keeps blasting. Skyfire is confused for a moment when hearing the humans' cries for help. He goes to aid them. They don't want his help, though, even though he says he doesn't want to hurt them. They ask him, then, why does he wear the symbol of the evil Decepticons? And he tells them that only the Autobots are evil. Spike tells them he has things backwards. So Skyfire takes them to Megatron to prove to them that the Decepticons aren't evil. Prime tells the others, Autobots, to cease fire because they may hit Spike or Sparkplug. The Decepticons imprison the humans. I almost said Autobots. Whoops. And Skyfire states that it is wrong. Prime tells the Autobots to transform in quickly and move in quietly. But Gears stops because he thinks they're falling into a trap, which then Gears, Hound, Ironhide, Ratchet all fall into a cavern from the ice cracking. Bumblebee reports to Prime that Hound, Ironhide, Ratchet, and Gears could be lost in the tunnels forever. They find Spike and Sparkplug, though. Cliffjumper frees them. The other Autobots end up spying on Megatron and the energy-draining operation. But Megatron spots them, and they are captured. Megatron then has Soundwave release Ravage to see if there are any other Autobots nearby. Ravage runs into them, and Prime blasts him. They then drive away. As they do, Bumblebee causes a mini cave-in on Ravage to keep him from following them. On the surface, Starscream has the Autobots detained in front of the energy crystal. He tells Skyfire to destroy them, but Skyfire refuses, saying that he is a scientist and not a warrior, and that the Autobots that they have captured have done no wrong. Starscream fires upon Skyfire, knocking him down, and then he blasts the Autobots, but he also hits the crystal. After Starscream walks away, Hound stops his hologram projector and explains to Skyfire that they are okay. Ratchet and the others get Skyfire behind some cover and start to repair him. Megatron gets a report from Laserbeak that the Autobots are still functioning, and he throws an Energon cube at Starscream's head. Starscream realizes it was one of Hound's holograms. The Decepticons head out to attack the Autobots. The battle then takes place between the warring factions, and Optimus Prime and Megatron get into a crystal sword fight, which Prime wins, but Skyfire comes up behind him, and Megatron tells Skyfire to destroy Optimus Prime. Skyfire refuses. He discards the Decepticon symbol and puts on an Autobot one. He then throws Megatron over the icy glacier, after which Skyfire and Starscream get into an aerial battle, and Skyfire knocks Starscream down. The Autobots all cheer for Skyfire. Skyfire attempts one last blast, but he cannot keep his altitude. He crashes into the ice. As the mountain crumbles over the energy crystal, the Autobots mourn his loss, and the episode ends. The only note I really have on this episode is when Prime transforms to move in on the Decepticons, his trailer is not attached. Where did it go? Where did they put it? I believe that this might be the only time we ever see Optimus Prime in the G1 series driving without the trailer, but I could be wrong. This flub also continues several times throughout the episode. It's nice to see more Autobots and Decepticons in each of the episodes as the series progresses to introduce more characters. As I said before, I really don't have a whole lot of notes in this episode. The animation was pretty good. I didn't really notice that many flubs other than the Optimus Prime thing. So, on to the next episode.
I do have something else. I've been working on a little research project. I designed these new memory components to upgrade the Dinobots' brains. They'll make them smarter and easier to control, I hope.
But Optimus Prime decreed that the Dinobots must never be activated again.
Any better ideas? We have to do this quickly before the Decepticons get wind of it.
Okay, guys,
Cross your transistors or something.
Dinobots, awaken! Go, save Autobot friends. Save our leader, Optimus Prime. Do you understand?
Save friends.
Save leader.
Maybe we should.
We do as told for now.
Next up is SOS Dinobots. To synopsize this episode, we begin at Autobot headquarters where we hear rumblings within the walls. Ironhide thinks it's the Decepticons, but can pick up no Decepticon energy signatures. They dig into a cavern in the side of the volcano and find dinosaur bones. The Autobots are very interested in learning more about these dinosaurs, and Spike agrees to educate the Autobots on them. Afterwards, we see a power plant and reflector taking pictures while Soundwave gets audio from the humans talking on the platform above them. They then leave this area to head back to Decepticon headquarters. Spike takes Hound to a museum to learn about dinosaurs, and Hound captures several images for his holograms. Back at Autobot headquarters, Optimus Prime is very impressed with the information on the dinosaurs and gives Ratchet and Wheeljack the authorization to build robot versions of the dinosaurs. So the creation of the new Autobots gets underway. At the Decepticon base, Megatron has devised a plan to harness the energy of the Great Falls, and the Decepticons head out to attack. Meanwhile, at Autobot headquarters, Wheeljack and Ratchet unveil the Dinobots, Grimlock, Sludge, and Slag. Optimus Prime requests a demonstration of their power, but the Dinobots go berserk, and they need to be deactivated after causing massive damage to the base and Teletran 1. Prime orders Wheeljack to destroy them, but Wheeljack begs him not to do that. They instead seal the Dinobots in the cavern that they found the dinosaurs, that they found the dinosaur bones in. Excuse me. At the falls, the Decepticons attack. Hound and Spike are out doing a few patrols. They pick up Decepticon activity. Prime tells the Autobots to transform and roll out, all but Bumblebee. He is to stay and guard the base. On the way to the Great Falls, the Autobots do not see any Decepticon activity, and Hound says that they are there because he can still read the electronic signatures. The Decepticons ambush the Autobots, and the battle begins. Megatron hooks up his fusion cannon to the output of the Great Falls, making the blast 10 times as powerful. He blasts the ledge where the Autobots are on, and they fall over the falls. Bumblebee disobeys orders and picks up Spike. They get back to Autobot headquarters, and Ratchet says he can't interface with Optimus Prime anymore. Bumblebee replies that's because he may already be offline. Wheeljack has made an upgrade to the Dinobots' brains, and even though Optimus Prime decreed that they were to never be activated again, Wheeljack activates them because they have no other choice. He tells them to go and save their Autobot friends and their leader, Optimus Prime. Grimlock says the Dinobots will do as they are told, for now. The Dinobots and Wheeljack arrive just in time to save the other Autobots, and the Dinobots give the Decepticons the worst pounding that they have had so far. After attempting to beat the Dinobots by transforming himself, Megatron calls for a full retreat. Optimus Prime states that he has no reprimand for Wheeljack or Bumblebee, and the Dinobots may stay among them because they have proven their worth this day. That about sums up this episode. Now for my thoughts. When the Autobots are captured by the Decepticons and put into energy chains, Optimus Prime's body is way off model. He is shown in all blue except, like, dark blue, like navy blue. Excuse me. Except for his windshield and the gray on his face. Uh, the episodes that are not continuing story arcs, like 1, 2, and 3, you know, 2 and 3 and 4 parters, seem to be just, you know, hero of the week or villain of the week type deal where the Decepticons do something and the Autobots devise a plan to defeat them. I love seeing the Dinobots again. I haven't watched these specific Dinobot cartoons in a while. Grimlock and Swoop are my two favorite Dinobots. Even though so far Swoop hasn't been built yet, I really don't have much else for this episode. There were no real memorable quotes either. Now, on to the next episode.
You sure you two don't need my help?
We got it covered, Skyfire. You check out the mysterious energy readings in those ruins, and when you get back,
we'll let you play kick the can with what's left of Megatron and his merry machines.
Okay, Windcharger, let's go.
The Autobot Jet is afraid to fight.
Wrong again, you dipstick tape deck.
I'm too darn big to sneak around like this.
Now, Autobots, finish him off.
Just what I always wanted. Let's see how Megatron likes a dose of his own medicine. Now that was a kick.
Fearless leader, you and Starscream look real geeky. Maybe the Autobots aren't such wimps after all.
Does he have to make that awful thunder noise? I've got a headache.
Next up today is Fire on the Mountain. To synopsize this episode, Brawn and Trailbreaker are driving along and they spot Starscream and Thundercracker. Sorry, folks. I can't stop laughing. I just tried to record this part of the podcast and realized that my microphone was all the way behind my ear and you could barely hear me at the time. So this is a re-recorded version. So, Brawn and Trailbreaker spot Starscream and Thundercracker, who are attempting to steal some steel rods for Megatron. Brawn and Trailbreaker get hit with Starscream's missiles and get the house brought down on them. The Decepticon jets escape with the steel rods. At Autobot headquarters, Optimus Prime is puzzled as to why the Decepticons would steal those metal beams. Spike launches the Sky Spy satellite and tells Prime that if there is any Decepticon activity on the entire planet, the Sky Spy will let them know. In the Andes Mountains, the Decepticons are at an ancient Incan temple believed to house a crystal that stores the greatest energy source on Earth. The Decepticons raid the temple and start harnessing the energy. Laserbeak is flying around surveying the area when he spots the Sky Spy. He reports this to Megatron by telepathic beams, and Megatron then uses the energy crystal to destroy the Sky Spy. However, the defective steel that Starscream and Thundercracker stole was unable to hold the crystal's power inside the weapon frame. So Megatron and Soundwave go to the nearby mining town to get the metal needed for a suitable weapon frame. In the Arctic, Wheeljack and Sideswipe are trying to defrost Skyfire. They succeed and transform for home base to pick up Brawn and Windcharger. The plan is for Brawn and Windcharger to distract Megatron and Soundwave while Skyfire heads to the Incan ruins to see what the energy readings are coming from. Brawn and Windcharger can't handle Megatron and have radioed Skyfire for assistance. Megatron has transformed and Soundwave is using him to attempt to blast Brawn off the face of the Earth. Windcharger and Skyfire execute a great maneuver to save Brawn just in time. They head back to the Autobot base to get reinforcements. Optimus Prime and the rest of the Autobots board Skyfire. They fly to Peru and split up. Skyfire is sneaking around the Incan temple trying to see what Starscream and the other jets are doing. In the mining town, the Decepticons are stealing metal rods and the Autobots crash the party. The fight begins, Megatron drops his fusion cannon, and Brawn picks it up and uses it on Megatron. A girl is in danger from the battling robots. Spike and Bumblebee swoop in and pick her up. She tells them of the ancient crystal of power, and she will take them to where it is. Skyfire attempts to climb the stairs to the pyramid, to destroy the Decepticons' new weapon. But Thundercracker stops him, and then Starscream blasts him. Megatron and Skywarp have all the steel they need in the mining town. Megatron then creates a rock slide to hinder the Autobots from following them. The Autobots fire at the rock slide, stopping it from crushing the humans. Megatron tests out the new weapon frame. It works perfectly. Bumblebee and the kids find the secret entrance into the temple. They find that the Decepticons have captured Skyfire, and Spike attempts to repair him. When Ravage comes up behind them, Bumblebee attempts to hold him off, but can't. The Autobots head towards the temple, where Megatron starts firing with the energy weapon on them. The battle begins, and it's all-out warfare. Inside the temple, Spike almost has Skyfire repaired, but Bumblebee needs help. He can't hold off Ravage much longer. Skyfire is repaired just in time. He flies out of the temple and joins the battle. Skyfire destroys the weapon frame, and the energy emitting from the crystal is free-flowing into the sky. The battle rages on. Optimus Prime makes it to the top of the temple and throws Megatron off of it. The Decepticons then retreat. Wheeljack has created an invention to seal up the energy geyser. The Autobots head for home, and the girl that they save tells Bumblebee that she wants him to meet her sister's convertible. And Bumblebee just kind of gushes. That sums up this episode here. Now for my thoughts on this episode. The episode was good. The animation was solid for the most part. I think almost every episode I've seen the Autobots and Decepticons off-model. The worst instances of this are the three Jet Seekers. Sometimes Thundercracker has Starscream's colors, sometimes Starscream has Skywarp's colors, and so on and so forth. I love the scene where Optimus Prime holds Megatron over his head and throws him off the temple. The scene where Soundwave is firing Megatron at Brawn is very fucking cool. That imagery is awesome. There really wasn't too much else to note in this episode, ladies and gentlemen. It was a pretty good episode. I like how they are increasing the storylines for the different characters, not just focusing on Optimus Prime and Megatron or Starscream and Megatron and stuff like that. I like how they've introduced Skyfire after a while.
I'm pleased with the Dinobot, Spike. I think I'll have Wheeljack and Ratchet build two more.
Wow. Can Chip and I help out? A Stegosaurus is a great model for the first Dinobot. But for the second, how about giving the Autobots a little extra flying power? A Pteranodon.
Excellent choices, Chip. We'll start building them right away.
Stego, what's this, and Tyranno, who's this? Is there anything you don't know about, Chip?
There is an odd instability in the Energon cubes.
You picked a wonderful time to notice it. I knew something like that would happen, Megatron. But you wouldn't consult with anyone before choosing your... What?
New Dinobots? Grimlock, Snag, Sludge! Transform and attack!
Megatron! The meteorite!
I think the worst is over. The danger has passed.
So, yeah, and the last episode of the day is War of the Dinobots. To synopsize this episode, we open this episode with Chip Chase looking through a telescope at an observatory. He spots an unfamiliar meteor that is heading for Earth. He and his professor cannot get a reading on it, so they call in the Autobots. Optimus Prime says they must get to it before the Decepticons do, and they're going to bring in some heavy backup, Ratchet and Wheeljack's creation, the Dinobots. Meanwhile, the Decepticons are studying the Dinobots. Megatron orders Soundwave to find out the Dinobots' quote-unquote soft spots or weaknesses. Soundwave arrives at the meteor site and transforms, spying on the Autobots. When the meteor lands, Optimus Prime blasts a piece of it off so that they can analyze its properties. They leave for the base and leave the Dinobots to guard the rest of the meteor. Prime tells Spike that he is very pleased with the Dinobots and that he and Chip can help Wheeljack and Ratchet create two more. At the crash site, Soundwave scans the brains of the Dinobots and reports his findings back to Megatron. Megatron's plan is to use the Dinobots' weaknesses against the Autobots, and then have the Dinobots help the Decepticons take over the universe. Megatron gets the Dinobots to turn on the Autobots. He then tells the Jets to haul off the meteor to a place that he has selected. Back at the Autobot base, the new Dinobots, Swoop and Snarl, are being created. Wheeljack calls Optimus, Trailbreaker, and Chip into his lab and tells them that the meteorite is amassed with unstable energy and will soon explode. Trailbreaker shields the piece that Wheeljack has been testing and it explodes. Optimus Prime tells them to finish the new Dinobots and he'll be back soon. Ratchet and Wheeljack are introducing the new Dinobots to the rest of the Autobots, and they select Sideswipe, Blue Streak, Ironhide, and Prowl to stop the Dinobots, if they can. The test is completed, and the new Dinobots are ready for action. At the meteor site, Optimus Prime arrives and is puzzled when neither the Dinobots or the meteor is there. Then Slag fires upon Optimus Prime, telling him that he no like enemy. Prime tries to reason with Slag, but Grimlock and Sludge appear as well, and they are going to stomp Prime. Optimus says he does not want to fight them, but they leave him no choice. Optimus Prime and the Dinobots get into a battle. After thinking that they have destroyed Prime, they see him moving again, and the battle continues, until we cut to the end of it, where Grimlock radios Megatron and states that the battle is over, and they will bring Optimus Prime to him. The Dinobots then fly off with Prime in the new location, at the new location of the meteor site. The Decepticons are siphoning off its energy, but Starscream tries telling Megatron that its energies are unstable, and Megatron doesn't listen. The Dinobots bring Prime to the Decepticons, and even in his weakened state, he tells Megatron that the meteor will explode. Megatron thinks he is lying, and until he sees the Energon cubes exploding. Swoop and Snarl, the new Dinobots, are on their way to the new location of the meteorite. Once they get there, the newest Dinobots fight Grimlock and the others. The meteor is at a dangerous point and explodes. Prime tackles Grimlock to get him out of the blast path of the meteor. Grimlock then turns on Megatron and tells him that he is a bad leader and he tried to turn them away from Optimus Prime and the Autobots. He is about to shoot him when the Decepticons retreat. Grimlock gives Prime his gun back just when the rest of the Autobots and their human friends arrive. Grimlock apologizes to Optimus Prime, and the Autobots head back to base. That about sums up this episode. Well, for my thoughts. I really liked this episode. It is a funny, off-the-wall type of episode. The Dinobots fighting each other was great. I'm unsure if we ever see that again. There was no power struggle this time between Megatron and Starscream. There weren't that many sound or animation flubs either. Swoop and Snarl looked awesome in battle. It is amazing how many Transformers characters they introduce in each episode. I truly believe in these early seasons that Sideswipe is meant to be like a hot ride type character. One of my favorite quotes from the episode is Ironhide saying, "Tricky, aren't you, you Dino Dodo?" Thank you for listening to the TFG1 podcast. This has been your host, Michael Blanchard. Please tune in next week, Friday, January 2nd, when I'll be doing another supplemental episode, most likely about my favorite cartoons. And the Friday after that, January 9th, will be the next episode of the TFG1 podcast, where I'll be reviewing the final 6 episodes from Transformers Generation 1, Season 1. Those being The Ultimate Doom, Parts 1, 2, and 3, Countdown to Extinction, A Plague of Insecticons, and Heavy Metal War. You may send emails with questions and comments to tfg1podcast@gmail.com. Until next time.